What if the biggest threat to your solo financial services business isn't a market crash? It's being the last person in the room to understand what the market is actually saying right now? Pause. Here's the thing. If you're running a solo financial services practice, there's no CFO to hand off research to, no team to interpret earnings reports. Every signal the market sends lands directly on your desk. And right now, the market is sending a lot of them. All at once. Earnings season. Global tax deadlines. Emerging market instruments. The leaders who thrive are the ones who treat strategic intelligence as a discipline, not a distraction. Pause. First, State Street just reported $3.80 billion in quarterly revenue. That's a 15.6% year-over-year increase, beating analyst EPS estimates. Here's why that matters to you specifically. Strong institutional earnings don't automatically translate to client confidence. Your job as a financial leader is to bridge the gap, to take macro signals and turn them into actionable guidance your clients can actually trust. That translation skill? That's your competitive edge. Pause. Second, tax compliance is a leadership issue, not an administrative one. South Africa's SARS just opened the broader phase of its 2026 filing season, with provisional taxpayers and trusts filing until January 22, 2027. SARS is actively encouraging a pre-filing health check. Sound familiar? Sole proprietors who treat tax season as a reactive scramble lose credibility fast. The ones who use it as a diagnostic, reviewing entity structures, income classifications, deduction strategies before deadline pressure hits. Those are the advisors clients call first. Pause. Third, Syria is pivoting to sovereign sukuk financing, breaking from decades of conventional monetary policy. Whether or not your clients are directly exposed to emerging markets, your literacy in alternative financial instruments signals sophistication. The financial leaders at legacy wealth builders who earn long-term loyalty are the ones who show up before the crisis, not after it. As Portia Lyons put it, preparation is the product I deliver. Pause. Here's your one action item today. Before your next client meeting, pull one macro signal, an earnings report, a tax deadline, a global trend, and write two sentences on what it means for that specific client's situation. That habit, practiced consistently, is what separates a transactional advisor from an indispensable one. Pause. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI-generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.